And this is why DHS is meeting with the Nebraska state legislature. They tried to keep that quiet. And the Kansas state legislature, that wasn't kept quiet. What are they after? Well, let's jump over to Virginia. What's going on there? Well, this weekend, all hell is going to break loose. Let's pray that God engages that area and brings peace, calm, and tranquility with divine intervention. But the way things are going, the way it's lining up is this. They're going to start the roadblocks and confiscate the guns. As if that's not enough to get the violence started, we have learned, and we have been reporting on this now for about 10 days, that Antifa is headed there to employ what they refer to as their belt buckle strategy. And this is where they mix in with patriots. They dress like patriots. They have their MAGA hats. And they appear to be good guys. Oh, hey, go Trump. Yeah, baby, Trump, kick butt. And then they start breaking all hell loose. They attack officers. They attack anyone in a position of authority. So the patriots get the blame. Now, what happened in D.C. right next to the communist-controlled blue counties of Northern Virginia? What's there? D.C. And what happened in D.C. 10 days ago? 96 MS-13 and a number of undisclosed amount of terrorists were taken into custody. MS-13, hitmen. We don't know what the terrorist specialty is, but I'm going to make a guess. With the continuity of government drills going on right now in Colorado, I'm going to guess they were rehearsing for the takeout of Washington, D.C.